From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The State Attorney General's Office says it's buying 2,500 drug overdose kits to help police and emergency responders confront opioid abuse. The $264,000 initiative comes with training for officials in 17 counties, including Pueblo, Huerfano, and Otero. The funds come from settlements designated for use in addressing public health concerns. According to the Attorney General's Office, state data shows a 68% increase in drug overdose deaths between 2002 and 2014. Supporters of a ballot question that would make it harder to change Colorado's constitution have raised close to $3 million. As Benta Berklin reports, the campaign has a broad base of support.
Democrats, including the governor and top Republicans and business leaders, all back the so-called Raise the Bar campaign. It would require signatures to be gathered in each of Colorado's 35 state Senate districts to get a measure on the ballot. And then a constitutional question would require 55% of the vote to pass, rather than a simple majority.
Our process in Colorado is easier than in most states. And that's one of the reasons why we get a lot of things put on the ballot here as and making us the guinea pig or the test market.
That's Democratic State Senator Pat Stedman from a recent debate hosted by Colorado Public Television. He's a supporter of Amendment 71, but opponents say the bar would be raised too high and that it would inject even more money into politics because it would be much more expensive to gather signatures for ballot proposals. I'm Benta Berklin at the State Capitol.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.